Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Everyone has an opinion. Let's hear yours. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah! 888-808-1019. Why does it always land on me? We get some breaking news that just... I mean, it didn't kill my vibe, but you got to talk about it. You got to address it. So, I mean, it's a football Friday on The Fan. Let me say that first. Like, we're going to talk all around the divisional round. We're going to talk about GMs being hired, the GM search. We're going to talk about head coaches being hired, the head coach search. You know, even coordinators being hired, all that good stuff, and some NFL draft stuff as well. I mean, I'd rather talk about Alonzo Mourning than to do another opening about Pete Alonzo, but this is what I'm leading with. You know, as much as there's been back and forth between Mets fans and Yankees fans, I'm in the middle of it always. I enjoy it. We got to come together. We got to come together because there's one common enemy here. It's the Dodgers. It's the Los Angeles deferred Dodgers. And with the breaking news of Roky Sasaki, shocker, right? All that just to sign with the Dodgers. Breaking news. I'm waiting to see if the money is out yet. Let me see if Passan has put that out yet. But we got to come together, folks. Because we have the same dream on both sides of New York. Seeing a World Series parade come back to the city. And as much as Yankee fans wouldn't want to see it be the Mets, you know it'd be good for the city. It'd be good for your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers that root for the other side. And same thing with the Yankees. Even though you won't, you know, go to the parade, let's say you understand that, like, it would be great for the world to see a parade in New York City. Our football teams are so far away, that seems like it's never going to happen again. In hockey, shout out to the Rangers. Honestly, I was talking about the Rangers last night and how, you know, they needed to get points on this West Coast trip, and they did that. But realistically, it's not going to be the Rangers. My Devils are going in the wrong way. And if they have a parade, it's in Newark anyway. Islanders, no comment. The Knicks are not winning a championship, but they'll be on tonight. You know, we'll talk about the Knicks later with the, you know, Timberwolves matchup again. Karl Anthony Towns is going to warm up. Let's see how that thumb is doing. When are we going to get another champion? And I'm not talking about the New York Liberty. Respect to them. I'm not talking about NYCFC. Respect to them. Like, those are small compared to what our major sports champions would be like. I've been up here working and commuting and living in this city for the last 10 years, hoping for a parade, hoping to see one. Honestly, whoever wins in the major sports, I'm not going to let my fandom stop me from physically going to see it and enjoy it. But right now, it seems like the Dodgers are going to stop us, at least in the short term, from seeing the Mets get to the World Series. Or if the Yankees got to meet them again, win the World Series. Like, it is crazy what the Dodgers have become. 888-808-1019. I guess I can't hate on it because, you know, I was just hearing the guys talk about, you know, the Yankees aren't the evil empire anymore and whatever. Like, the Yankees are still the Yankees. But man, I can't hate on it because they have done it right. And the number one thing I say about the Dodgers every year is they always are looking to improve. They're always looking to get better. in the winter like they just did. And at the trade deadline, they never pass on a trade deadline. You never hear that they didn't make multiple moves at a trade deadline. And that's why they're good. And that's why they're always in it. And that's why they increased their chances of winning. They won it in 2020 and didn't get a parade. But man, did they have one hell of a parade this year. I watched so much from it. You know why? Because they defeated the Yankees. And I wanted a parade. I just was like, I got to watch all of this. It didn't hurt. I wanted to see it. And they enjoyed that parade. And I think having that smell of a championship in their nose, they're like, we don't stop here. Ohtani's pitching this upcoming season, right? They didn't have Tyler Glass now. They didn't have Blake Snell. Now they add Roki Sasaki to Yoshinobu Yamamoto. I had a caller last night say that the Mets have a pitching depth in their rotation. And I couldn't rock with that. I couldn't co-sign that. I'm like, I don't know what you think of as depth. Like Griffin Canning is not depth. The Dodgers have depth. If Clayton Kershaw has anything left to give during the season, they have depth. If Tony Gosselin or I don't know, Dustin May come back, or if they have any young guys that can contribute, like, they're stacked. And you already know their lineup is stacked. So when I look at the Mets lineup, and I see this great Pete Alonso pivot, welcome in A.J. Minter. All jokes aside, that's a great move. Like, lefty reliever like A.J. Minter, he's reliable. He's one of the better. Like, that's a guy that will help you out when you have those tight games, when you have those games you need to win. You know, those games where Juan Soto might be the difference with a two-run bomb, and you need to lock it down with a 4-2 lead. But I see this great Pete Alonso pivot, and then seeing Roki Sasaki signed, I'm like, I go back to the lineup and the pitching. What happened to the Mets last year? I don't know if Sean Manaea is going to be able to do it again. I don't know what the hell Kodai Senga is today. I don't know what Frankie Montas is. I don't know if Clay Holmes can actually transition to being a consistent starter. And even if he can, he's not getting a start in the postseason. David Peterson, I'm rooting for you. I felt like you were an unsung hero last year. I hope you've arrived and you can duplicate your success, but there's so many question marks in that rotation. And the bar is the NLCS. You can kind of say other things or try and make it something. It's not like you, as a Mets fan or just a baseball fan, you go out and get Juan Soto and add him to this team. Your eyes have to be on getting back to the NLCS and further to the World Series. And if the Dodgers exist as currently constructed, the Mets got to get better. And the Yankees got to get better too. And there's not that much time. We're in the third Friday of 2025. We're 17 days into the new year. Before we know it, 3 weeks is going to come, and it's pitchers and catchers. And then the team is what it is. Now, on the other hand, you know, people talking about, pack it up. Back-to-back champs. No. I can't co-sign that. It's baseball. Anything can happen. Anything will happen. Injuries will happen. You play all the games, and they play a lot of games. And it's not a guarantee that they go back-to-back. When's the last team to go back-to-back in Major League Baseball? It's been a long time, Yankee fans. Teams don't go back-to-back. 888-808-1019. I mean, I had a video that picked up some steam. I won't say it went viral, but it picked up some steam in the Dodgers universe. Because I'm a generational hater. That's why I acknowledge my haters. And then I hate. It's part of it, right? The culture of the internet is hating. When you look at any type of post, the comments, the replies, they're hating. But really, it's just jokes. So, you know, I made some remarks last year about the Dodgers and spending over $1 billion. And it's not guaranteed to work. Spending the most money is not guaranteed to. It worked. That's why you should go out and spend. That's why you should extend a little bit for Pete Alonso. That's why the Yankees, it's like, okay, I understand you guys are, you know, making some trades and don't want to, you know, you have to spend the money. You have to, with a team like the Dodgers, you have to stack your lineup. You have to stack your rotation. You have to stack your bullpen. Just with the thought of running into them for the Mets in the postseason, whether it's in the championship round, division round, and the Yankees, obviously, in the World Series. 888-808-1019. So we got to come together. It's us against the Dodgers. I had some Dodgers fans that, you know, started adding me and tagging me to say, what say you now? And I just completely ignored it. I'm like, what can I say now? I was completely wrong. I was still hating on Ohtani, still hating on Yamamoto, still hating on the Dodgers every step of the way. And you know what? Them spending the most money, they won the World Series. They were right in doing that. And I look at the rest of the league and I say spend. I look at Scott Boras, who's looking at the rest of the league, saying these teams are making more money than ever. They're just not spending it. And he's right. And I think this changes Pete Alonso's market now. There's got to be a National League team now that says, look what they have. Look at their starting rotation. We could use another bat. Whether he's a first baseman, DH, bring him in here. Whether it's insurance, bring him in here. He's on the cheap. This is a guy that can hit 45, 50 bombs. This is a guy that's postseason proven. If we run into the Dodgers, we need a guy like that. 888-808-1019. So as much as I did not want to go Pete, I mean, how can we not? When it's pretty much a foregone conclusion here, like, you guys can let go of the hope of Pete coming back. The relationship is fractured, and they've started to put money elsewhere, like Jesse Winker and AJ Minter. And now, I mean, hell, go sign Tanner Scott tonight. Go get Tanner Scott tonight. Because if you're looking at what the Dodgers are on paper, and the fact that they just did it, right, the fact that they just won, all week I've been saying how I love baseball because the off seasons are not that long. Before you know it, we're, you know, it's like three winter months and we're back to baseball. And it's not like the teams change that much. It's like in baseball, the dominant teams stay the dominant teams. There might be one or two teams that can rise, get a wild card. But, you know, the teams that have the star players, that have the depth, that have the pedigree are there. So it's us versus them. It's New York versus LA on both sides. Mets fans, Yankees fans, it's us versus the Dodgers. The back and forth between, oh, we got Juan Soto, who cares? It's over with. The back and forth, you can't afford to pay Pete Alonso. Like, yeah, all of that is what is that doing? I guess we'll see about it in the Subway Series. The real enemy here is the Los Angeles deferred Dodgers. 888-808-1019. We'll talk football. This is the time, right? And as I talk about the baseball offseason, the football offseason sucks. And then you know how it goes here. After this next 2 weeks, you got to wait 2 weeks for the Super Bowl, and then it feels like eternity. But, you know, diehard football fans get into the pro days and the scouting combine and then the draft, and it makes it a little bit shorter, but it's still a long time. So what I'm saying is, this is it. Enjoy this football this weekend. The divisional round games are the best football we're going to get in the NFL. Obviously, we'll get the, you know, AFC and NFC championship, we'll get the Super Bowl, but sometimes, you know, those can be lopsided. I think these are going to be all close contests. And I won't tell you my picks and my takes all just yet. I've got all night for that. But I'm leaning towards the home teams, the favorites. And the reason I am is because I look at the wild card round. And all the talk about potentially changing the format of the wild card round, the seeding based off of records and not division. You just can't sell me that, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders had a tough first round opponent against the Bucks, who the week before struggled to get Mike Evans 90 yards against the Saints and, you know, barely won that game. You can't sell me on, you know, the Ravens, who I like this week, but I don't know. They faced the Steelers three times, and the Steelers were on a decline, losing five games in a row to end their season. And now they're talking about big changes, and they don't know who their quarterback is. You can't sell me on those guys. And, you know, on both sides, like the Bills with the Broncos, a rookie quarterback, a Broncos team with a lot of young guys. They struck first. They landed the first punch, but ultimately you knew, you know, Buffalo was going to be too much in their own building. Even the Texans, I mean, they gave you the ball. Justin Herbert with four interceptions. And then drives where they couldn't punch it in. And then a miraculous play to literally flip the game. You can't sell me on the Texans going into Arrowhead and beating a well-rested Chiefs team with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes having their full complement of offensive weapons. And that Spags defense, looking at C.J. Stroud and him not having his full complements on offense, not having Stephon Diggs, not having Tank Dell, Joe Mixon being banged up. I mean, we'll talk all around it. The weather is going to impact Philly. And I think more so the weather will impact Matthew Stafford and the Rams. The weather is also going to impact Buffalo. And I know there's going to be a ton of talk about Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. I mean, they ran all over the Steelers. Are they going to be able to run all over the Bills? And if it's cold, if it's windy, if it's snowing, like, not for nothing, the Bills can run the ball too with Cook and Josh Allen. 888-808-1019. I see the calls coming in for the deferred Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees. We're gonna talk about all of it. You know, it can't just be straight one thing for me these next 4 hours. We're going to unpack all of it. I've got a few more minutes left in my open, but stay with me. You know, what I'm saying is from the first round, it's week to week. I wouldn't worry so much about what you saw last week in the NFL. And, like, you know, I just think there's a ton of hype around Jaden Daniels. And I think he comes down to earth against a rested Lions team. Like, the NFL season is long now. And, I mean, I heard Boomer talking about expansion, and now that's an actual thing they're going to – we'll get to that tonight as well. But getting that bye week is necessary. We're also going to look at the injury report, as I talked about Joe Mixon. Also, you know, the Lions getting back David Montgomery, even if he's not 100%, just the threat of him changes their offense. It also changes their short yard approach. As we know, everybody's talking about how they're not going to punt and how Dan Campbell's going to go for it on fourth down and Dan Quinn's going to go for it on fourth down. I think that the Lions, their fan base, their home field advantage, the rest that they've got, how banged up they were getting a couple guys back, like, I just look at the Lions as there's no way that they can lose to a rookie quarterback. It was a fun story for the Commanders, but I don't see it. And the Rams I wanted to speak on. Matthew Stafford, you've probably seen all of the numbers about him and cold weather, snow games, stuff like that. I just don't think that they're going to stop Saquon. I think it's in their heads. I think that Saquon's performance with 302 yards, obviously was indoors, but they still know that. He rushed for 255 on them. And with a little trouble in paradise, the Philadelphia Eagles, E-G-O-S, the Philadelphia Eagles, A.J. Brown, with a best-selling Amazon book now. I bet he wasn't thinking that he would help that book go number one from 500,000-something on Amazon. You know, just those little things. I know last time there was some issue where A.J. Brown spoke out about the passing game and Jalen Hurts. They came out the next week and they force-fed him. Well, I don't know if you're going to be able to do that in the elements and with your season on the line. 888-808-1019. Jared Verse has been talking. Saquon has responded. We'll get into that tonight. You know, just some bulletin board material. I think that works, right? There was bulletin board material for the Rams last week because Dan Campbell told Kevin O'Connell, see you in 2 weeks. No the hell you won't. We got something for them. There was bulletin board material for the Texans, because Rex Ryan came out and said, oh, they got a bye week playing the Texans, talking about the Chargers going into Houston, having a bye week. Yeah, he was dead wrong. And speaking of Rex, we'll get into the Jets and their search for head coach and GM. I've been saying this all along. If you want to make the wrong decision, ask everybody. Get everybody's opinion. I feel like, and, you know, like, I went through a period of time in my life where I, every single day, was submitting cover letters and resumes and applying to jobs and going on interviews. And there were a ton that I didn't get, but I learned a lot about the interview process. Even my wife works in hiring. When you start to interview so many people, and even if you have a list and you zero in on some, right, I think it becomes oversaturated. I think you get too much information. And I think that's what's happening to the Jets here with this 33rd team in this firm. 888-808-1019. So the story with the Jets is Mike Borgonzi, someone that they have talked to, someone that they potentially wanted to bring in. They interviewed about a week ago on January 8th. Well, he's not waiting for that gig. News came out today in Tennessee, who's got the number one draft pick. They need to start getting to work on that. That they plan to hire him. And so he comes off the board for the Jets. And I think that should alert the Jets that, like, hey, piss or get off the pot. Like, you don't have all day. Like, you are in a dire need. 14 years without making the playoffs. You need to get this right. And if there's a guy that you like, it doesn't mean they're going to all be available. Maybe Lewis Riddick will be available, or Thomas Dimitroff will be available. But these other guys that are interviewing other places are going to disappear. And I say that to kind of segue into the head coaching search. I understand giving Rex a nod. I understand picking Ron Rivera's brain. I don't understand Mike Locksley. And it isn't to satisfy the Rooney Rule, because they interviewed Vance Joseph. They interviewed Brian Flores. They interviewed Aaron Glenn. I just don't even, and I don't care about Zoom. I care about, you got to focus in. What do you want? What are you looking for? I feel like the Jets don't know what they want. 888-808-1019. Darren Rizzi, Jeff Ulbrich, interim head coaches from this past season. You're not in a position to hire a head coach that's only experience was after the head coach got fired that he was working under last year. You need a proven commodity. You need somebody that has done this with experience, in my opinion. And even if the experience isn't head coaching experience, someone like an Aaron Glenn who's been around. I have been saying Brian Flores all along, a Brooklyn kid, bringing him back home. He does have head coaching experience in your division. Wanted to be the head coach of the Giants. I think he'd be super motivated to come here with the Jets. But it's time, man. It's time. You know, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson, they did an interview with the Dallas Cowboys during their bye week because the stupid Dallas Cowboys were holding up Mike McCarthy. But now, if they get eliminated or if they do make it all the way to the Super Bowl, they're scheduled to meet with Jerry Jones. Where, like, what if Aaron Glenn gets a look at Jerry World and a team that goes to the playoffs and has talent and has a quarterback? Like, what I'm saying is you got to make some moves. You got to kind of lock it in. So we will talk about the NFL GM and head coach search, some of the other teams as well. And we'll obviously really zero in on the Jets tonight. 888-808-1019. I do want to talk about the draft. There was a report that Shedeur Sanders would have been drafted by the Giants last year in the second or third round if he came out. He was never coming out after 1 year at Colorado. He wasn't leaving his dad. He wasn't leaving Travis Hunter. It was never a thing. I just don't even know what to believe anymore on Twitter. I don't know who is who and what is what. It'll say reported by somebody. I'll click on it. I don't know who it is. But if he is there this year, the Giants do have to take Shedeur Sanders. You don't have a quarterback. And for any of you that think Shedeur Sanders isn't worthy of it, like, he could be the number one pick. They could take him in Tennessee. I saw a TMZ video of Denzel Ward in New York, and someone stopped him and asked him about the quarterback position. And even with Myles Garrett, like, some of the best players on the Browns feel like they are just a quarterback away, and the team is moving on from Deshaun Watson. They have the number two pick. They're going to probably draft Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. But if they don't, and I don't think they can go the way of, you know, buying the top quarterback. And that's another thing in my notes, as reports came out today that, yeah, despite what everybody said on Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, like, bagging on Sam Darnold. Oh, he's the worst. This guy's this and that. He didn't throw the ball. He cost himself so much money. It's not a heavy quarterback draft. There are not a lot of top free agents. The free agents are mid. Like, people are going to be signing Jacoby Brissett, Cooper Rush, Jimmy Garoppolo. So at the top of the market, Sam Darnold's going to potentially get the Daniel Jones contract. I think the Raiders do that. 888-808-1019. We will talk about all of it, all the football. And then later, once the Knicks game is pretty much wrapped up, we got to talk about the Knicks. I already just told you, they're not winning anything this year. And I don't say that to be a hater. Just, like, look at the rest of the teams. Look at their team. Look at what they can and can't do as far as the trade deadline, what they're waiting on, how they're constructed. Like, this is not a team that's winning the championship this year. Not too many teams win the championship with all five starters that weren't homegrown, weren't drafted. And a lot of times, they, you know, even when you do bring teams together, they need a lot more time to develop, to gel, to figure out their chemistry. And maybe the Knicks are 2-3 years away with this group. Keith McPherson on the fan. We'll talk about everything.